So I'm going to do that in the moment. A little girl in danger years ago is dying. And you're all an Apesman. Remember what your name dream is in the paper, Apesman? Apesman. Apesman, you're eating too much and going to the bathroom too much. Apesman. And Apesman? Your cage isn't getting any bigger, Apesman.
Thank you. Bye. some other
people. Give me the rock band.
Well, some of the trust in the asset of anyway, because they're out. He will be here to tell you something. He's what? Tall sheep goat. Well, he's just fine.
Thank you.
Swear, young girls listen. Now you hear it and it's up to you to choose. Sure looks funny for a new dinosaur to be walking in the old dinosaur shoes. Dinosaur shoes. Shaking the Smithsonian Institute blue. Shaking the Smithsonian Institute blue. Shaking the Smithsonian Institute blue.
Do a piece for the Dock of the Radar special on a record company that sued me for $2 million and had the nerve to call themselves Virgin Records. Now, if they call themselves Virgin Records, why the fuck do they want me? And if they call themselves Virgin Records, what if about a little girl getting on a bike the wrong way? Oh, she's not a virgin. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm leaving that label. And as many labels I've left, but I won't lick my decals off, baby. I don't like their name anyway. I love women. If anybody misinterpreted my lyrics, they're wrong. I like the name, yeah, it's different.
We don't have to worry, we're the best match yet. Is the black. You might think these are the finest pearls, but they're only cardboard balls. Sand and blue. Shoes on the outside. It's remarkable. I say, I think this is the best match yet.
Yes.
like to do a song called Safe as Milk. Gotta watch out for the stoating Lanky. Read a book by Dr. Langdon Winter, political scientist, MIT. He didn't pick up his tenure because he was too close. And the book is Autonomous Technology. Flavor Bud Living from the album Knock at the Radar Station on. Mickey.
was in that band.
I'm gonna do Blue Million Miles, and I'm teasing Jeff Morris.
Thank you.
machine and go back and do that like that, right? But, man, the possibilities of having a time machine, although they did find braids around the rings on it.
This is a composition by Dan Pontree, entitled, Untitled. The first scene was the bathtub ring, and then out through the window zoom. A little boy cutting out paper dolls, singing, ring around the rosy, a rose jumped over a pansy into a mud puddle with the sun in it. Pan to the bathroom, the wallpaper decorated with Christmas ornament stars, repugnantly cheery to the degree of nostalgic depression. A woman begins to disrobe. Zoom into the unkempt, shabby underarm and large perspiration tears on the enormous lit-up breasts, one dark and one light. Light nearest the window, dark nearest the basin above an inadequate light fixture below the latter breast. Pan, the tug ring. Zoom to the ring on the finger, obvious Zen intent. One ornament begins to move, unnoticed by the near nude woman, who now nude and situated in the tub, cringed at the ring, added hot water, relaxed at this mixture, pleased, splashed, picked, sneezed, winked, wheezed, flatulated. Bubbles popped. The tub returned to normal. The star began to silently rotate, much like the lid of a large mouth jar. Jerky and very human being, removed from this, of course, and entirely on its own. This obviously an example of its picturesque physical appearance, attitude, and formation. All right, then. The star recovered after the autopsy upon close analyzation, tipped the scales at 10,000 pounds, and was matched with a metal very much like lead as we know it here. Recovered on a mission that successfully returned from Saturn in the late fall of 1975, the star had dropped and lodged just under the woman's armpit. Only one point was visible.
Yeah. See that doctor. See that doctor. The moon appealing milk spilled down black and white. Little girl lost a tear and her kind to the night and night and night. God Lord knows I got to get me who I want to. See that doctor. See that doctor.
Thank you. be killed through the salt and spindle dust.
Spider on guitar. Brave Midnight Half Size Spider on guitar and slide guitar. Jeff Morris Tepper on guitar and slide guitar. Jeff Morris Tepper. Eric Drew Feldman on keyboard, mandolin, synthesizer, grand piano, Strandizing, Yamaha grand piano, and blues synthesizer, and mellotron. Eric Drew Feldman. Robert Williams on percussion and drums. Robert Williams.
Every inch is. You're a
he was. But he never had a toy. And everybody made him a boy. And God didn't think to ask his preference. You bring your favorite dress, your husband's cane, your gills.
Thank you. trippy little car. Got my spot ill wrist wrapped. Is a little bit too one-dimensional.
Thank you. was Captain Beefheart and his magic band. This is the first of two nights. One show each night. I'm gonna certainly get an encore. Apparently they really go for beef in Boston. That's as good meat as hard to find here. Pink Floyd said you've got to be able to pick up the easy meat with your eyes closed. But I don't know if this passes as easy meat or not. It's just beef. Here he comes. Looks like we're going to get some more from Captain Beefheart.
Sorry about the... Traditional. This is dedicated to Dr. Langdon Winter. You better buy his book. Autonomous Technology.
Yeah.
Michael Michael. You make a good drink, bartender.
Thank you.